LA County advances gun regulations following mass shooting. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors February 7 unanimously approved a series of gun regulation measures, including the sales and possession of guns in unincorporated areas following the recent rash of mass shootings that killed 18 people in California. The first one forbids the sale of .50 caliber handguns and ammunition in the unincorporated area. The second would prohibit the carrying of guns at county facilities such as beaches, ball fields, and parks, with an exception for law enforcement officers. Two ordinances are expected to take effect soon. We know that blame for the gun violence epidemic lies with the failure of congressional leaders to pass even the most basic federal gun laws, Board Chair Janice Hahn said in a statement following the vote. Because they have not acted, we have found actions we can take at the county level to protect lives. The motion that went before the board Tuesday was brought by Hahn, Supervisors Hilda Solis and Lindsay Horvath. The board will take a final vote on the motion in 2 weeks. Several other related ordinances are still in the pipeline. The county is looking to develop a 1,000-foot buffer zone between gun stores and child-sensitive areas such as schools. Additionally, another measure would require privately owned firearms to be stored in a locked container. An attorney for the county advised the board there were some doubts about the feasibility of the lock and key requirement, noting recent federal court rulings relating to firearms. Hahn asked for further research on the matter. On top of that, the board also called for the development of other restrictions relating to gun sales, such as requiring stores to display warning signs about the risks of having firearms at home, including unintentional deaths to children. Another would require gun owners to carry liability insurance. Stephen Lamb, an Altadena resident and former council member, blasted the measures, saying they water down the primary purpose of owning a gun, which is to protect you. Lamb said forcing the lockup of guns would interfere with the gun's intended purpose of self-defense. The board also voted to support the bid by Senator Dianne Feinstein to re-establish the expired 10-year national assault rifle ban and to forbid the sale of such firearms and high-capacity magazines to those under 21. City News Service contributed to this report.